It's that time on a Friday. It's football season. Let us head for the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, off another winning week, had Michigan winning and covering against the Huskies, the Ducks on the cover at Ohio State, Seahawks getting it done at Indy, online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about the weekend. College was good, but how about the NFL last week?
I mean, nuts.
Sometimes we don't talk about it enough, but the way it started with that Tampa Bay and Dallas game, that was a great game to start the season. Then the two high-profile games, Pittsburgh and Buffalo and Kansas City and Cleveland, were spectacular. Monday night, one of the craziest endings in overtime. And then we think that they're just going to hand us a stink bomb and on Thursday, and turned out to be a great game.
Yeah, I'm still smarting from that. Dexter Lawrence jumping off sides. I'm going to send him my own personal dunce cap. But one thing before we get to the games, and obviously you're in Miami, but it is ACC country, and there's the big rivalry with Florida State. Now three straight losing seasons for them, and last week going into a coma to allow that last-second touchdown running catch to Jacksonville State. What's the buzz about the tumble by the once-proud Seminoles?
What was crazy was Mike Norvell explained they were 61 yards away with Jacksonville State. 6 seconds left. What were they doing not in a prevent defense? So he said he knew they had a timeout. He thought they were going to play throw a 15, 20-yard pass play and go out of bounds. Well, so what? Still got 40, 45 yards to go.
No, it was brutal. And just guy catches the ball at, what, like the 17? It seemed like the guy covering him kind of waved at it, and then one of the receivers hustled down. It was just like it was almost like they didn't get the sense of immediacy, like the game was on the line there. That was brutal.
It was just a total failure. I think that my wife almost did a triple Lindy. You know what a triple Lindy is, right?
Yeah, Rodney.
So, back to school. That was Rodney Dangerfield. So it was I have my neighbor right behind me. So picture this. We play basketball every Sunday. I go to get the newspaper. My next-door neighbor, so I'm the second house in on one block. My neighbor at the end of the block has a flagpole, about a 40, 50-foot flagpole, and he has an American flag that he flies and a Florida State Seminole flag. I see him going to pick up the newspaper, and I told him, good morning. He looked at me and just shook his head and went back inside. Then 10 minutes later, we play basketball every Sunday morning. My neighbor behind me was a defensive back on the 1993 Florida State team.
Whoa.
And he's got a tattoo to his arm. 1993 national champ,
sure,
with a spear. So I said, how's the morning going for you? He just shook his head also. He goes, terrible.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't throw something at you or flip you the bird. All right, we're talking with Lee Sterling. Let's get to it. Chip Kelly took over a program that had really fallen, cleaned house, got his guys in there. A lot of transfers, a lot of experience, had the signature win against LSU. They're off a bye. They play Fresno State. So fighting Chip Kelly's minus 11 against the Bulldogs, what's the play here?
So Fresno State's seven-point loss now to the Ducks, where they outgained the Ducks, doesn't look so bad now. Maybe LSU isn't that good, and UCLA win over them. You know, not program-changing after all. Jake Haener, I mean, they just got off with Seattle and Softy. And I think that not only would they put him on scholarship, Jake, they would probably, Softy would probably house the kid right now. I mean, they want him that bad back. But not going to be the case here. I think UCLA will have some success running the football here, but the Bulldogs 20-7 run on the road, 5 straight covers versus Pac-12 opponents. I think this game goes to the wire. I think UCLA wins 35-31, but I'm taking the 11.5.
All righty. Heading for the Murph, San Diego State, 2-0 under Brady Hoke. They beat a weak New Mexico team and a bad Pac-12 team in Arizona. They host Utah, who had a bad performance. Their 9-game winning streak in the Holy War is over. But the books still say Utah as a 7-point road chalk. What gives here?
So a lot of people around the country, you know, you guys do, but don't realize San Diego State's playing their home games 130 miles north in Carson, California. So do you know when are they going to finish the new stadium for them? Do you know when that's going to happen?
I have no idea. I was actually surprised reading the pregame notes. I was like, so that's different. Yeah. Like what the Chargers
were. How about Hawaii? Did you hear what they're doing?
No. What?
They're playing their home games on campus. I think it's a 9,000. They have 9,000 seats, but only really to friends and family, less than maybe like 500 people. So those two programs got to get it together. You got to bring some money in, and you know, I just think that Utah is going to bounce back. Running back Micah Bernard seems like he's the lead back here for the Utes. They just imploded last weekend. They still can attain their number one goal, which is winning the Pac-12. San Diego State beat a powder puff Pac-12 team in Arizona. I don't see Arizona ever being any type of contender here. Utes 10-3 run as a favorite, 27-16 against the spread on the road. Both teams run it well, but only Utah can stop it. Give me the Utes here, 28-14.
All righty, let's move to the BYU team as we run the numbers with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. You know, won 11 games last year, made their early mark at the expense of the Pac-12, beat Arizona. We know that's no trick, but Utah. Now it's unbeaten Arizona State at home. Sparky, look like they got a pretty good running game, although they did it against Southern Utah and UNLV. ASU laying a field goal to the Cougs. Who we like in here?
So Arizona State, in my opinion, they just went through the motions the first 2 weeks versus Southern Utah and then against UNLV. No real game planning or focus. This is the game that they want. BYU winning with bend but don't break defense, but still giving up 69% completion percentage. Like I said, in the other game we were talking about, I just think Utah imploded. For some reason, the pressure got to them. I think BYU is probably still celebrating breaking that 9-game losing streak to Utah. First time all year where they're going to face a dual-threat quarterback, will BYU. And I think Jaden Daniels is going to pose some problems for that defense. He can get them out of a lot of bad situations, you know, run for first down. So ASU defense is returning 10 starters here. I think they get it done here. I think BYU's a fraud, 28-17.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move to the NFL. Seahawks played well, beat their opening opponent, Indy. Titans laid an egg. Did not look like the AFC South favorite. They lost to Arizona. Good news for Tennessee is their beast of a wideout, A.J. Brown, looks like he's healed. Seattle, a little dinged on the lines, but man, that offense with Russell Wilson. Yeah. Seattle, 5-point home chalk. What gives here?
So I don't normally think that, you know, offensive coordinators will be that much in play here, but you have one team with Tennessee, they lost trusted offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, and the new coordinator, Todd Downing, did not look in sync here with his quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. On the other hand, you know, Shane Waldron, who comes over to Seattle, he was with the Rams. He was a passing game coordinator. It looked like he and Russell Wilson are on the same page. So just think that this is a great situation here for Seattle. Don't normally like to lay more than a field goal, but Tennessee, we knew they had a really bad pass defense, but they should be able, you know, to maybe, you know, it might get better with the pass rush, but so far it doesn't look like. And even their offensive line doesn't look very good. I like Seattle here. I think they win this game 34-23.
All righty. The last game is off that zany Monday nighter over the Ravens. The Raiders will stay in the AFC North, visit the Steelers. Pittsburgh kind of sleepwalked through the first half. Then they beat Buffalo. They lost Gerald McCoy. Carl Nassib is questionable on the line. Steeler D played well. Kind of old school. Raiders, Steelers, Pittsburgh laying six to their longtime rival. Who we liking here?
Yeah, so two huge upset wins for both of these teams. And just think that Vegas might still be celebrating this game. And they're on the short week. They got to play early on Sunday. T.J. Watt looked like, you know, he had been playing, practicing all off season. Devin Bush, who we had some concerns over coming off the knee injury, how he'd be, but he looked great. He's the kind of the glue that keeps everything together. They lost both starting linebackers, middle linebackers last year, and they just were not getting any plays in space from their linebackers last year. Najee Harris, huge addition, not just running the football, his blitz pickups were excellent. And Derek Carr, I think he's going to have a tough game here. I mean, his offensive line looks terrible. This might be the game where he throws two or three interceptions. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play at Pittsburgh, 34-20.
All right.
Over Las Vegas.
The Raiders. Yeah. Off another winning week, your game of the week is the Huskies, desperate for a win against Arkansas State, who, by the way, I learned now has Butch Jones, the Tennessee guy, as their coach. So,
and the quarterback is James Blackman, member of the Florida State quarterback.
Oh, right. I did not know that. Good get.
Yeah.
So, Lee, let folks know how to get that game and all you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
They want to get that game, just call toll-free, 800-400-9741. We'll give them the game for free, 1-800-400-9741. Get that Washington-Arizona State game on me. I'm sorry, not Arkansas State game on me. So we've got a big weekend planned ahead of us. We hit our 50-unit play last Sunday with the Carolina Panthers. It came through. We rate our plays from 10 to 50 units. We're now 53-18 on our 40 to 50 unit max wagers. We have a 40 unit max wager going in college football on Saturday night. You want to hop on board for 2 weeks, just $150 of our phone service. You're going to get probably 28 to 30 plays. ParamountSports.com for that. And also a UFC card, five fights. 250-unit max wagers. We have never had 250-unit max wagers on the UFC card on one card, and we're hot again. We were 4-1 on the last card 2 weeks ago. They took off last week. So if you want to get that UFC card, five selections, use coupon code SAVE50, just $50. So the football, the UFC, we're ready to roll. Have another big weekend. Paramount Sports.
Great stuff. Fun stuff as always, Lee. Keep an eye out for your neighbors in case it goes south for the Knolls again. And have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next Friday.
You too. See you. Take care.
Take it easy.